So what is slavery? Slavery is restriction and control. The biggest form of slavery that we have here in the world is these central banks being propped up all throughout the world. And we're invading countries and creating more central banks and destroying their solid money. Solid money.
Google World Trade Center 7. 3 buildings fell on 9/11 in New York City.
It's up to us to each organize, prepare for the coming collapse, because the Fed is ending the dollar on its end. There's a reason why they're hiding over the edge right now with cameras. They're not showing their face because they know we know and they're scared.
They finance every single one of our enemies before we go to war with them. Why? Because war is profitable. They care not if you're a Democrat. They care not if you're a Republican. Because voting is rigged.
So we need to start arresting badgers. We need to set up, go back to the common law, set up some grand juries, and indict these criminals.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Libbird TV's The Big Plantation. I'm your host, Keith Smith. As some of you may know, I've been gone for quite some time. I've been out in the streets doing activism. I've been taking care of my YouTube channel. Recently, I've been on a couple podcasts, which has kind of lit a fire under my rear end and pushed me in the direction of taking this old podcast and rebooting it. So here I am today. I got a couple issues I'll be talking about, some that I hold pretty dear to me. We got the gun control issue I will be going over a lot about, division in the so-called liberty movement, and how these liberty Republicans are, going back to work for the Republican Party. First, I'd like to get started on the gun control debate. Well, there isn't much of a debate. First off, you got the U.S. Constitution, although it's, for those of you that have been following my videos, you know that the U.S. is nothing more than a corporation, and the Constitution itself is just a bankruptcy compact, an agreement to pay back the French banks. If this Constitution, in theory, is originally the original Constitution, which I do not believe, but, I have, made my way from a strong libertarian Republican, and I consider myself today as an anarcho-capitalist. I do not believe that libertarianism will end in anything other than republicanism and ultimately into statism. So I have shied away from that route. I no longer vote. I do not see a purpose when it's a two-party rigged system. Also, I have started a new website, theanarchistvault.com. It's a compilation of videos, documentaries, links. Got PDF files in there for survivalism. Got about 60 files. It's worth checking out. You can also find a lot of different links to different websites that will explain Austrian economics a little better. And the U.S. Constitution, Articles of Confederation. You can find other podcasters and YouTube channels of my favorite and other people that work with me in this movement to restore freedom to America. That is the continental America. And hopefully we lead by example and change the world. So let's get into the gun control debate. Before I go any further, gun purchases have topped 10 million purchases in the past month. So 10 million people said, okay, Feinstein's going to outlaw guns in her new assault weapons bill. Now, these 10 million purchases, did they say, okay, I'm going to pay super high prices for firearms that are going to be illegalized, that I'm going to have to register and hand in? No, these people bought those 10 million weapons to sit on them and not hand them in. This is why I believe, within the deepest part of my heart, that they will not take the guns. They cannot take the guns. There's too many people. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian or an anarchist. You're not going to turn in your guns. So that's where we are today. What do you need 10 million? What about the 100 million weapons that people already had? I'll tell you what. Most of the people aren't going to turn in their weapons. So the gun control debate is over. It's not going to happen. They're not going to, even if they pass a law, it will be nullified by people. It will be nullified by the states. It will be nullified throughout the land. I'm not giving any of my guns up, and I bet you aren't either. Recently, there was rallies at the state capitals, and it happened at almost all the state capitals. I mean, you know, they didn't have one yet in New Jersey, but that's not surprising. I'm sorry to my brothers and sisters in New Jersey, but, you know, that's the way New Jersey is. These rallies, they featured a lot of different people. Some states had famous YouTube firearm heroes, people that have their YouTube channels to explain firearms, firearm laws, and basically test out different firearms at the range, and they have lots of subscribers and a huge following. Not to mention some of these people are starting to, you know, die along the way, so it's good to see them before they die or commit suicide or get murdered. It's good to see them showing up and speaking their mind using their First Amendment right to speak that's protected by their Second Amendment to protect their Second Amendment right. Isn't it funny how the First and the Second Amendment are so intertwined? Now, meanwhile, at these rallies, I have noticed a huge resurgence of militiamen. That is, you know, back in the 1990s, for those of you that weren't in the so-called Liberty Movement, you may have not known this, but if you did, there was a huge militia presence here in the United States. Every state basically had its own militia, and they were practicing on their own. They were pretty outspoken. And that was until the Oklahoma City bombing, which seemed so conveniently to bring these militias to the forefront as the boogeyman of terrorism, domestic terrorism, terror, 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 terror. Well, it's disappointing that they did that, but what they have done is they have lit the fire under the rear ends of all these other people who weren't part of the militia or were part of the militia back then. And now these militias are popping up all across the nation. Now, it was a lot easier in the 1990s for them to deal with the militia. Why? Because these militia groups dealt with thousands of members. From what I gathered, there was at least 30,000, possibly up to 60,000 members in the Pennsylvania State Militia. Now, those people didn't all die from old age. They just basically went into the underground. And now militias comprise of a few people. You're talking upwards of 5 people max per militia. So there's small groups of people that are training and preparing. Another big difference between now and last time I made a podcast, I believe was in 2008, is there's a lot of preppers. People are preparing for what they believe to be an economic collapse. Well, what we got here is an economic collapse. The Federal Reserve is debasing the value of the dollar. And it's a secretive inflationary tax on the people of America. Most Americans do not realize this. They live day to day and they look at the rising prices of food, services, and goods. And they just tend to say, okay, things are getting expensive or I'm being price gouged. But they don't understand why things are getting expensive or how it works. Now, in later podcasts, we will examine exactly how the Federal Reserve works and how it's stealing the nation's money supply. So please stay tuned. The real cause of the gun violence that we are experiencing here in America today is this very economic issue. I believe there was a famous saying that was recently said by a guy that runs the Trends Institute. His name is Gerald Celente. He stated that when people lose everything, they lose it. Now, this is exactly what's happening. People are losing their homes, they're losing their cars, they're losing their jobs, and they're losing their family. They have nothing left to live for. They look at the bleak future of our nation and they say, oh, what's going to happen? A lot of people are on these psychotropic drugs, which is supposed to help them deal with the stress that they're living in post 9/11 America. And they can't handle it. This is why we see such a huge amount of people snapping and doing crazy things. Now, I can consider myself a conspiracy theorist. I don't see anything wrong with the word. Sure, the mainstream media makes it sound like a bad thing, but it doesn't really bother me. You can call me a conspiracy theorist if you want. But my conspiracy theory is that I don't believe the official story ever. I don't ever believe it. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to believe that, okay, there's some actors here, and this person's an actor, and, oh, look, this person was in all three shootings. I'm not getting into all of that, because I really don't believe it. Until I see the proof, I don't believe it. Just like I don't believe the government's conspiracy theory of their story of how it happened. Because I didn't see it, I haven't seen the proof, so I don't believe it. So call me what you will. A lot of people are mad at one of the most famous conspiracy theories on the internet and on the radio, Alex Jones, because of the way he had his outburst with Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan is a joke. Everybody knows he's a Tory, and if for those of you that don't know what a Tory is, he's a loyalist to the crown. He's a loyalist to the royalty of England. He loves his British country, yet he's over here telling Americans how we should run ours. Things haven't changed in the past couple hundred years, have they? So, the way we used to deal with Tories was we tarred feather them, we put them on sharp poles, and we escorted them out of the country up to Newfoundland and New Brunswick, Canada. And it's basically what Canada is a bunch of loyalists that we kicked out of our country. Now, I'm not knocking on Canadians, because there's a lot of liberty-oriented Canadians up there. And I gotta love you guys, because you guys live where you do, and you put up with what you put up with. And I'm sorry that that history follows you. You know, the United States, our country doesn't have too fine of a reputation ourselves. I mean, you know, we've firebombed cities, nuked cities, and, you know, we exterminated Native Americans just like your country did. And, you know, I have nothing to be proud of in those instances. But the way Alex Jones handled himself, a lot of people are upset. This is a typical libertarian crowd that's always like, okay, you know, he made a bad example for us. Oh, he's a bad representative for us. Well, the last time I checked, he wasn't a representative to us. Alex Jones represents Alex Jones. He actually presents himself because he is a talk show radio show host. It's his business. That's how he makes money. If you watch any of Alex Jones's podcast, any of his radio shows, or his online news channel on YouTube, you would notice that Alex Jones breaks down crying, freaking out, even on people that call his radio show. He loses it. So he's pretty well known to be this way, and that's probably why Piers Morgan had him on the show. Piers Morgan was trying to make a point. That, you know, the typical Second Amendment supporter is a crazy lunatic. Which, you know, Alex Jones is a crazy lunatic. But I'm glad he's a crazy lunatic and he's on my side. So that's where I'm basically going to leave it. Do I think Alex Jones hurt the Liberty Movement? Maybe a little bit. He might have hurt it just a little bit. More so than Piers Morgan's hurt it, I can say that. But at the same time, Alex Jones has brought up some very important questions in front of a huge audience that watched that night. For instance, democide. Many people do not know what democide is. Well, for those of you listeners that do not know what democide is the government sponsoring murder of millions of people. It's like homicide on a mass scale. It's how many people really die from government violence. If it came down to sacrificing the way a libertarian party looks or a libertarian movement looks to get that word out there, to wake up enough people, I'm all for it. And I support what Alex Jones did. I support that he was himself. He didn't conform to the format of the Communist News Network. And he exposed them for what they are. So be mad at Alex. I don't care. But don't tell me to be mad at Alex, because I'm not. Be mad at the media. The media is the problem, not Alex Jones. Now, this also dives into other topics. You got the Mark Dices of the world and the Alex Jones of the world, and they're bickering with each other, and it never stops, and there's a division in the so-called Liberty Movement. Now, this isn't healthy for the Liberty Movement, not at all. It's a lot worse than the whole Alex Jones show and the Piers Morgan show. And I think that if we kind of look past our differences and we look at what our common values are, what we're all striving for is to be free. And Alex Jones, to me, is more of a, he's on the statist side of libertarianism, and I'm on the anarchist side of libertarianism. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even consider myself a libertarian, like I've already said before. Now, this division in the so-called Liberty Movement is pretty deep. You've got a lot of disenfranchised voters, people that poured their hearts and souls out into the Ron Paul campaign, and then they got screwed. I mean, we all know what happened. Down in Tampa, it was like none of us were even there. It's one of the reasons I didn't even bother to go, because I knew what was going to happen. There was no way they were going to let Ron Paul get a speaking spot at the RNC. No way. So now you got the RNC, they're courting libertarian Republicans. They're like, oh, the liberty message is so strong and we need votes, so come work for us. Well, a lot of you disillusioned libertarians are going that way. You figure there's still a way to work within the two-party system. I'm sorry, but there isn't. And I can give you two names of why there isn't. You got Dennis Kucinich of the Democratic Party, and you got Ron Paul of the Republican Party. Both have retired from Congress. Is there anybody like them? Maybe. Nobody's quite stepped forward, and nobody has the 30-plus years of experience of Ron Paul in the House of Representatives. So where do we go from here? Do we continue on this national political campaign strategy? I don't think so. I think it's a complete waste of time. Do we start on a local strategy? Now, I think there's a lot to be talked about there. I think that on a localized level, we can nullify federal laws and state laws on a local level. So I think a local level is a way to go. So we need some people to run for committeeman. We need some people to run for, you know, councilman and mayor of our towns. And we definitely need people to run for sheriff. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, the sheriffs are the constitutional upholders. They're supposed to hold the Constitution accountable. Or hold these politicians accountable to the Constitution. So if we could just pull together and support candidates on a localized level, I'm all for it. I'll go out and campaign for them. Now, me personally, do I believe in... I'm an anti-federalist. I really don't believe in a federal government at all. And even when you break it down to a state level, that's not where I sit. I do not believe the state of Pennsylvania in Harrisburg has a right to tell me how I live or what I do here west of Valley Forge at all. But, you know, that's up for debate, because a lot of people say, oh, anarchy is chaos. Anarchy is lawlessness. Now, I would disagree to say anarchy is chaos, because the current system we have installed now is chaos. There's no arguing that. And if you'd like to place an argument, please email me at info@anarchistvault.com. That's anarchist, VAULT.com. And I'll be glad to respond or read your email at the next podcast. But I honestly do not believe that's the truth. So where do we go from here, ladies and gentlemen? I say we nullify. I'm going to devote one of our podcasts to explain nullification more. But to sum it up, I would like to say nullification would be everybody just disobeying. You see, if we all disobey, we can take these bad laws and completely disregard them. I mean, act like they're not even there. If everybody has a gun, they can't take everybody's guns. If everybody smokes weed, they can't lock everybody up for smoking weed. And it's the way we gotta go. I mean, let's just do it. Nullification. If you haven't Googled yet, Google it. Nullification is the word of the day. So, back on to the whole gun control thing. I hope everybody has, if you haven't yet, already purchased a weapon. Because the more weapons out there, the less likely they're going to get them all. Because I really don't think they're going to end up coming for them. I think the route they're actually going to go is what they're doing right now is raising the price. Just every day they talk about gun control or assault weapons ban or this or that about guns. The price of guns continue to go up and more people continue buying weapons. The manufacturers will raise their price. The distributors raise their price. Now the retailers are selling guns at price gouging figures. I mean, I can't believe what some of these guns are going for. You can't find ammo. So how are we supposed to target practice? I think that's the real way they're going to go about it. They're going to continue putting pressure on the Second Amendment, which will cause the prices to become unaffordable for the average American to own a weapon. Now, do I think everybody's going to be required to register? I think if they actually get anything passed, they might get some form of registration passed with background checks. Now, everybody that already has one will be grandfathered in, but it'll be for new weapons. And they'll change that gun show loophole, so then we can't sell weapons to each other. Because the whole gun show loophole is, say I want to sell a long rifle. Well, my friend Bobby, he wants a long rifle, and he says, hey, Keith, I'm interested in buying your long rifle. And I say, hey, Bobby, you're a nice guy. If the price is right, I'll sell you a weapon. So then I sell him my long rifle. They want to close that and make it so I have to go to a federal firearm licensed dealer and transfer it the same way that I would a pistol in the state of Pennsylvania. It's quite possible they might get something like that passed. But an all-out ban on weapons, I don't think so. I actually think it's worked to our benefit that they've been in the so-called Feinstein assault weapons ban that they named so many weapons that it would basically illegalize all weapons. That's worked to our benefit, whether we realize it or not, it has. So, people, this is my first podcast. I'm so excited being back, you know. Yeah, I've been out and about. I've been working a lot. For those of you who don't know, I'm a contractor, so I will be working over in New Jersey doing Sandy reconstruction. I've also been really active in the End the Fed movement. If you haven't checked End the Fed out, check out your local city. It has an End the Fed every couple months. I belong to the Philadelphia End the Fed. Truth, Freedom, Prosperity is a group. So if you're from the Philadelphia or Western New Jersey area and you're looking for a good time with a bunch of activists that actually hit the streets and get things done, check out TFP. All right, Truth, Freedom, Prosperity. There's also a great survivalist group out of there, Survive and Thrive. So you can meet them up on meetup.com. You can find our videos on online, Philly TFP. Is the channel. You can find my videos at Mercen144. That's M-E-R-C-E-N 144. That's my YouTube channel. I've got a lot of good videos on there. Most notably, you will know my United States is a Corporation video. That'll teach you a little something, steer you in the right direction. I'll show you the door, but you got to open it yourself. So if you want to sit there and argue with me about it, you can do that, but you're just wasting your breath because I'm not here to argue with you. I'm here to show you the door. If you can prove me wrong, that's fine. Go ahead, put your proof up on there. I'll be glad to be proved wrong. I'm constantly learning. You know, not everybody's right in the world. I don't know. A lot of people think they're right, but, you know, I know I'm not. I know I'm a human and I have flaws. So, Once again, thank you for listening to Liberty TV, The Big Plantation. This is a new podcast. We will be doing this pretty frequently. I plan on expanding onto Ustream and expanding with the Truth, Freedom, Prosperity group. We're going to have a lot of different podcasters all linking together into a network. So let's look forward to that. If you want to donate or anything, you can go to my website, anarchistvault.com. And I accept bitcoins, gold, silver, and Federal Reserve notes. So if you'd like to send any of those, preferably the first three Federal Reserve notes, just don't buy what they used to. Or transfer wealth as much as they used to. But once again, this is a big thank you to all my listeners that have stayed true, and all my new listeners and all my future listeners. This is my first podcast in a long time. Hopefully I'm more refined. Hopefully I can do a better job from here on out. So we'll see how this goes from here, and thank you for listening. And peace be with you. Thanks. Bye.